ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ
ಪೇಜ್ ನಂಬರ್ 78 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 34.
ಆಹ ಸ್ಫುಟಂ ತತ್ವಮಸೀತಿ ವೇದಃ ತಥಾಪ್ಯ ಸಂಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಪರಾತ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠಾಂ. ಭೂಯೋ ವಿಚಾರೋ ಮತಿ ದುರ್ಬಲತ್ವಂ ತತ್ಸರ್ವದಾ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮತಯಾ ಹಿ ಭಾತಿ.
ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ಫೈನಲಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆತ್ಮನ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಬೈ ವೇದಾಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರೊಕ್ಲಮೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದ. ವೇದಾಸ್ ಸ್ಫುಟಂ ಆಹ. ಸ್ಫುಟಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ, ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ಲಿ, ಇನ್ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ಟಲ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್. ವೈ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಇಂಟು ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಆಲ್? ವೇದಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ರೆವಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ವಿ ಸೇ ವೈ ಎಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದಟ್ ರೆವಲೇಷನ್. ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್? ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್. ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್. That's why Vedas have come through the Lord. Whatever Veda talks, Karma Kanda or Upasana Kanda or Jnana Kanda, the ultimate aim of Veda is nothing but every human being should get moksha. This must be very clear. Whatever the topic is discussed, in the beginning or in the middle or in the end, the purport of Veda is nothing but every human being should get liberation. A mature person recognizes this fact. What for Veda? Veda is not meant for rituals alone. Veda is not meant for upasana alone. Veda talks about so many things. But all these topics, the culmination, the ultimate culmination is only in moksha. Tatparya is in moksha. This is your job to find out wherever that moksha is significant. Upanishad repeatedly says, you have to get moksha, you have to get moksha. This practice is for that sake, this practice is for that sake. Aha sputam. Sputam, where it has pointed out very clearly in the end portion of the Veda. Don't search in karma kanda. This Atmatattvam, don't search in the Purva Bhaga of Veda. Purva Bhaga of Veda, if you know, it prepares you to get this knowledge. Purva Bhaga of the Veda, it prepares you to get this knowledge. But you don't get this Mahavakya Atma Jnana, Utpatti Mahavakya, you don't get in Karma Kanda. Don't search there. Even in Upasana Kanda also you won't get. Then where you get now? The end portion of Veda, that is Jnana Yoga, Jnana Kanda, there you get this Vakyam, Tattvam, Tattvam Asi, Tattvam Asi Mahavakya. That which, what we are seeing in Chandogya Upanishad. Tattva means that, Tvam means you, Asi means are, you are that Paramatma. Iti, thus, Sputam Aha. Chandogya Upanishad, Samaveda, which is from the Samaveda, that Upanishad says, Tatha api asamprapya paramparatmanishtham. In spite of listening, In spite of listening, the Smriti Bhagavad Gita, which is nothing but the Upanishad Saram, and studying Upanishad also, tatha api, even though you study regularly, sincerely, writing notes, listening cassettes, but so much of work you are doing, in spite of that struggle, asamprapya, not getting this knowledge, na samprapya, asamprapya, not receiving the purport, the teaching, what for I am studying the scriptures. Am I studying for scholarship sake? Intellectual itching, scholarship sake and intellectual itching. There is a desire to know. Not for that. That's why many people, in spite of coming to religious life, Vedanta life, and they talk so much and they write books and books and books, in spite of doing lot of social service, somebody was telling on the other day, Lord Krishna said one sloka. What? Karma Yoga is the ultimate. Karma Yoga is the ultimate. Service to humanity is service to God. You will get moksha. Manava Seve, Madhava Seva. And if you join in Lions Club and Rotary Club, in any other social service club, and they will give Nobel Prize also, award also, they conclude. And they quote, not only that, nowadays it is the fashion of the day. Everybody quotes from that chapter, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita. Then you think, yes, but Upanishad itself says, Bhagavan Krishna himself says, what Bhagavan Krishna said? Bhagavad Gita is a Karma Yoga Shastram or Moksha Shastram? Moksha Shastram. That's why not understanding the purpose of the teaching, never stagnate in the middle itself. And these awards, prizes and all, Upasana, the siddhis, the powers are very, very, very fascinating, very attractive. Person lose sight of, that is called asamprapya. Tatha api, asamprapya, in spite of Upanishad hammering again and again and again, repeatedly saying, repeatedly listening. That's why Lord Krishna said, Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Among thousands and thousands of people come to this Vedantic spiritual life, among them also very few people will consistently study. Among those people also very, very few people understand. It's a very rare asterium. If anybody understands, very, very great wonder and children. Great wonder. So therefore, that's what Ramana Bhagavan says, Sadapi asamprapya, not getting what? Paratma nishtham. Nishtha means abiding. Abiding in what? Paratma. Paratma means that Paramatma, the total, all-pervading consciousness is my real nature, which is available in this body. I, the individual soul, Jivatma, is none other than that Paramatma. The Nishtha. Conviction. Doubtless knowledge. Samsaya Rahita Jnanam. That knowledge. Paratma Nishtham Asamprapya. What they do later? Not getting this knowledge. Bhuyaha Vicharaha. Again they do enquiry. They start enquiring. What? Not understanding in the class. Not trying to understand. That's why any knowledge should take place in the intellect alone. Any knowledge. There is no natural knowledge. There is no skin knowledge. Where in knowledge take place? Any science, chemistry knowledge, where it take place? Intellect. Physics knowledge? Intellect. Computer knowledge? Intellect. Dance knowledge? Intellect. Music knowledge? In the intellect. Any knowledge takes place in the intellect. Self knowledge? Intuition. Physics knowledge? Intuition. Chemistry knowledge? Intuition. The tuition is going on in the college. But self knowledge is intuition. What is the word? அது எப்படி இன்ட்யூஷன்? தட்ஸ் வை வாட் வி சே இன்ட்யூஷன் இல்ல இன்ட்யூஷன். அந்த இன்னைக்கு டியூஷனுக்கு மத்தியில் ஒரு ஐபோன் போட்டுக்கோ. இன்ட்யூஷன் இது விட்டுட்டு இன்ஃபியூஷன், எனக்கு உள்ள அப்படியே வருது சுவாமி, உள்ள வருது, என்ன வருது இல்லை கன்ஃபியூஷன், நத்திங் வில் கம் இன்சைட், ஒன்லி கன்ஃபியூஷன், பிரமா ஒன்லி வில் கம். That's why you see certain books, you know, they use the word intuition, intuition. The intuition word is a confusing word. Never use that word, never read such books. Any book, if you see the word intuition, don't touch that book. It will mislead you. I read so many books when I was young, no, when I was in teenage. I read so many books and I read many places intuition, intuition, intuition. Now I come to know, that's why I am warning all of you, don't read that book. Fortunately, I have come to Shastra. I have escaped from the trap. Now. The intuition is a problem. Now. Therefore, intuition, vara varama vandhi, class vandhi, alaha ukkandhi, notes eludhattu, physics padichin maadhi, chemistry padichin maadhi, padikkanum, avladha. Jnanam should take place, self-knowledge should take place where? In intellect. Why they are not understanding here in the class itself? Mati durbalatvam. They don't receive. That's why deliberately I say always, by reading books you never get knowledge. A reader never get moksha. A reader of Sadarshana will never get moksha. A reader of Upadesha Saram will never get moksha. Including cassettes, CDs, that is secondary. You have to sit in front of the nose, you know, of the teacher. You know, you can't sit in front of the nose. You can't sit in front of the nose. You sit there itself. But you have to listen from directly from the teacher. That is the only way. If you are not able to understand, listen again. Second time also you don't understand. Third time listen. Third time also you don't understand. Swami, waste. Don't say like that. Fourth time you listen. If you don't understand fourth time, fifth time. If you don't understand sixth time, fifth time, seventh time also, study eighth time. Until Aham Brahmasmi knowledge paravarak. Have to study, no way. Swamini, I have already attended physics class two times, three times. Now I am going to meditate upon physics. Third time. What do you do? What do you do for chemistry, physics, mathematics and all? Third time you fail, fourth time you fail, do you meditate? Do you do any other sadhanas other than attending tuition, extra coaching? Why not for the self-knowledge I am telling? Why people misunderstand, they say? These are all intellectual knowledge. The Atma Jnana is intellectual knowledge. It has to come from within. And they talk very so nicely also. The language is a very flowering language they speak. And the people, அப்படியே சாமணி எங்கேயோ போயின மாதிரி இருக்கு போயிடுச்சு ஏன்னா நிறைய டீச்சர்ஸ், there are so many teachers. Last week one student is telling, சுவாமினி I went to one place. Really they are misleading the people, why can't we do something for them? What we can do? They are spreading all over the world. And very famous, so many followers are there for them. Brainwashing like that. என்ன பண்ண முடியும், what can I do? Only prayer. Bhagavane, give right buddhi for them. Unfortunate. Okay. Mati durbalatvam. This is because of weakness. Durbalatvam means weakness. Weak mind. That's why a discriminative person, a thinking person, intelligent person. Minimum intelligence you require for Shastra. Minimum intelligence. Subtle mind you require. 99% of people are கூடாது, நாட் திங்கிங், நான் திங்கிங். சோ திங்கிங் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். இஃப் ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிராஸ்ப், லிசன் மோர் அண்ட் மோர் அண்ட் மேக் யுவர் இன்டர்நெட் ஷார்ப், மைண்ட் ஷார்ப், ஃபோக்கஸ்டு மைண்ட். வை நாட்? ஐ ஆம் எ ஹியூமன் பீங், ஐ ஹாவ் எ கெப்பாசிட்டி. இன் எ டல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், மே பி பிரைட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், தேர் ஆர் தேர். த டல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஹாவ் டு ரிப்பீட்டட்லி லிசன். பிரைட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் வித் இன் ஒன் attention itself he can receive the teaching. Doesn't matter. Mati durbalatvam. Why they are not receiving now? Ramana Maharshi is feeling so bad. When it is already available, that Atma Swarupam, sarvada, all the time, ஸ்வாத்மதையா ஆஸ் யுவர் ஓன் செல்ஃப். ஏன் கஷ்டப்படுற பீப்புள் அவருக்கு புரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது. ரமண பகவான் சேஸ் வை பீப்புள் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் திஸ் மச் ஃபார் ஆத்ம ஜானம். This is a real nature, like a person who is having lot of money treasure. Lot of money is having treasure. And he is standing there on that, you know, keela nariya treasure irukku. And he is standing there. I am a poor person, go on telling. And somebody has to come and say, hey, where you are standing, there is lot of treasure, it belongs to you only, you recognize. Similarly, we are all standing on the treasure only. What? Aham, already Atma Swarupam. Tat Atma, that Atma, Brahman, Sarvada, all the time. Swatmataya, as his own self, not anywhere. You need not go outside. You need not do anything. Very, very easily available, Swatmataya, as his own self. Swa means one's own. Atmataya, as oneself. Hi bhati, indeed, it is shining, evident. Is shining evident? Shining as Swamini. Shining means as the illuminator of everything. It is available. That's what he says. Mahavakya is very, very important. Maha without Mahavakya. For that they say Dashamoshti. The 10 people crossed the river, Paramanandaya Sishyas. After crossing the river, one person, please count anybody, and all of them have reached Arnath. And one Paramanandaya Sishya, and among all the 10, one person is started counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ah, 10th man died. Started crying. All of them are crying. Then one Mahatma came that side. Why all of you are crying? No, one of our students, no colleague died in the river. We have to be 10, but we are 9 only. One person is missing. Then that Mahatma asked, okay, I will try, I will help you. Where is the 10th man? No. Now start counting again. Then he started counting, the same student. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10th man died. Then Mahatma said, you are the 10th man. Why you missed yourself? Dashamaha Swamasi. Then the student is scratching his head. I am the 10th man. How I missed it? You are counting everything and you have missed yourself. Namma kadha ipidha. When Dashamoshi, 10th man story sonna sirikram apdiye. We are laughing at that person. We are all Paramananda Sishyas. Guru has to come and say, you are that evident, eternal, Shuddha Buddha Nitya Mukta Swarupa Atma Swatmadaya Bhatina. I am the consciousness with the incidental body mind complex. Namena itna, I have consciousness, I am the body mind complex. Puch, that's all. That's it. Simple shifting is required, that's all, nothing. OC, RC, RM. In the mood, ballot box, we are keeping a ballot box. I am not keeping, Upanishad is keeping. Ballot box, RM or ballot box, RC, reflected consciousness or ballot box, OC or ballot box. In the mood, together only, I am. Now, what is real in this? If you put a vote for a proper candidate, your life is better. If you don't put proper vote for the proper candidate, what will happen? We have to suffer. Similarly, in these 3 ballot papers, no, in the boxes, ballot paper is 3. To whom you are going to put a stamp? All people are putting stamp to RM, RM, RM. Some people are putting stamp to RC, RC, RC. That's why they are grieving. Intelligent people like you, OC, OC, OC. So then RM problems and RC problems will go away, Swami. They will not go they are bound to come. Adhidaivika, adhibhautika, adhyatmika tapani will continue at body level, mind level, but they cannot touch me like a lotus leaf. Because of my blessing they are functioning. Their upheavals cannot touch me. They cannot touch me. The pot cannot touch the space. Even though it is available in the pot, can anything do this pot? Can do anything to the space? Nothing. Sarvada bhatina. Why can't people understand? Ramana Maharshi asking. 35.
Na vedmyaham maam uta vedmyaham maam. Iti pravado manujasya hasyah. Drigrishya bhedatimayam vidhatma. Svatmankatayam hidhiyam na bhedaham.
Thirty-5 and 36 are very, very beautiful slokas, very technical also. Aham maam na vedmi. People are talking in a different manner. One person says, I know myself. Another person says, I don't know myself. One person says, I know Atma as myself. Another person says, I don't know Atma as myself. See the first line. Aham, I am. Maam, ennai. Maam means me. I, na vedmi. I do not know. Aham, maam, na vedmi. I do not know myself. Aham means I. Maam means me. Vedmi means knowing. Na vedmi. Not knowing. I do not know myself. Vidhatu. Vetti vittaha vidanti vetsi vittaha vittha. Vedmi vidvaha vidmaha. Vedmi. Aham na vedmi. I do not know. Some people say like this. Uta or some other people say what? Aham maam vedmi. Vedmyaham manirka. Vedmi plus aham vedmyaham. Some people say, I know myself. Who is correct? Ramana Bhagavan says, both are wrong. Both are unintelligent people. None of them is right. He is going to say why they are wrong. All the three other lines. Why people are telling, no? I know Atma. I know Atma, I am a self-realized person. I am a self-realized person, I have got Atma Satshatkaram. You got what? You got Atma Satshatkaram? Yes. Oh, if you got Atma Satshatkaram means you didn't get Atma Satshatkaram. Why? He will say, suppose you say, I don't know Atma. That also not right. Why? This is the pravadaha. If anybody talks like this, I know Atma or I don't know Atma. If anybody says, it is a prattling. It is a blabbering. Prattling, blabbering, useless talk. Not only that, he says, manujasya hasyaha. Manujasya pravadaha. This type of talking of that person is hasyaha, ridiculous. Humorous. It has been laughed at or funny, laughable. If anybody says, I know Atma, you have to laugh, and that means you should know Atma to laugh. Nobody knows Atma. That's why that person, anybody says, I know Atma, you will be namaskaram pandra. Atma theriva, enakku theriyadhu. Therefore, he is great. Instead of laughing, people are surrendering to that person. What fallacy is in that statement? They do not know. Because he is a non-thinking person. He is also a non-thinking. So what happened? He is gone, praising him, glorifying him. அவருக்கு ஆத்ம சாட்சா்காரம் ஆயிடுத்தேன். அவனுக்கு புத்தி இல்லை, உனக்கு புத்தி இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். மூளை எங்க போச்சப்பா? எப்போ விட்டுட்டோம் சுவாமி சிந்தனை. We have left long before thinking. Non-thinking people cannot continue the Vedanta class. அடிக்கடி சொல்லுவேன், this is maybe pricking also, I don't mind to say. Non-thinking people can never continue the Vedantic class. Because to understand Vedanta, thinking is required. To think, your intellect, sharp intellect is required. You have to withstand with the Vedantic teaching is not a joke. The Purajanma Punyam Prarabdham, idella keep aside. Idella solliti veetla ukkaradhukaga. Idhu kadaiyadhu, adhudha first thing. பிராரப்தம் இல்ல, எனக்கு வழி இல்ல, அது இல்ல, ஏதோ ஒரு காரணம் சொல்லி சாக்கு சொல்லி தே வாண்ட் டு எஸ்கேப். ஏன்னா ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் தட் மச் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ், அதை ஒத்துக்க முடியாது. ரொம்ப வேலை இருக்க சுவாமி, முடியவே முடிய மாட்டேங்க. இதெல்லாம் எஸ்கேப். ஏன்னா ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் ஆன்சர் இஸ் த டீச்சர் நோஸ் தட் தே ஆர் நாட் மெச்சூர். தட்ஸ் ஆல். தே ஆர் நாட் மெச்சூர் எனஃப் டு சிட் இன் த வேதாந்திக் கிளாஸ் டு கண்டினியூ அண்ட் ஸ்டடி. என்ன take more time. Okay, all the best next birth. Teacher in manasilone ninichu we do some more karma yoga, some more upasana, continue na enna pandrathu. They are not mature, you can't pull them and make them to sit. Mind is not ready, intellect is not ready, the desire has not come. What to do? Leave them, no force at all, no anger also with them. We are not angry with them. பிராப்தம் இருக்கணும், பிராப்தம் இப்படி சொல்லல, ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் இருக்கணும். ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் ஷுட் பி தேர், எஃபர்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், டிசைர் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், ஜிக்னாசா இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். இது பிரவாதா மனுஜஸ்ய ஹாஸ்யா. திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் டாக், ஐ சா த ஆத்மா, ஐ நோ த ஆத்மா, ஐ நோ மை செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் ஆத்மா, அண்ட் ஐ நோ ஆத்மா, ஐ சா த ஆத்மா, அண்ட் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ ஆத்மா. பேதாத் கிம் அயம் விதாத்மா. He's asking a question, posing a question. Ramana Bhagavan posing a question to the people. A person says, I know the Atma. Another person says, I don't know the Atma. These two people are talking. How they can talk like that? Is it Atma? Him, I am Atma, this Atma. Vida, is it two? Is it having division? The knower? Known division is there. I am the one who saw the Atma. That means I am the subject. I see the Atma as an object. Dvidha. I am Atma Dvidha. The knower is different. Atma is different to know. Or I do not know Atma means what? I do not know the Atma as an object. எனக்கு தெரியாது. I do not know this clip. And every case, I do not know this clip. Suppose, I do not know this clip. That means what? Clip is different, I am different. Two. Like that, a person is talking. I do not know the Atma means, I the subject. Atma is the object. Therefore, I do not know. That means, is there two things to know? I the knower and the Atma to be known. Dvidha. Atma Dvidha. No. As drit, drishya. Drit means the seer. Drishya means the seen. Drit, drishya. Drit means subject. Drishya means object. How is it possible? He says, this bheda. Drit, drishya, bheda. Subject, object, division. Is Atma having subject, object, division? No. But how this person is saying like this? Because he do not know the Atma. There is no division in Atma at all. As seen, seer, drit, drishya, bheda is not there. Drit, drishya, bheda, kimayam, vidhatma. Is this Atma have a division in the form of seer and seer, subject and object? To see the Atma, if you see the Atma, it will become object. Is Atma comes under object? If not, how? If it is object, how? So I am going to give three levels of statements here to understand this. Svatma aikatayam ekatayam hi dhyam na bheda. Svatma, you cannot have the difference because ekata means one. Svatma means one's own self. Atma is available as your own self. There is no question of second object to know the Atma. Svatma ekata. Ekata. Dhyam na bheda. Regarding this knowledge. Dhyā means regarding this self-knowledge. Clip knowledge, there is a bheda. This is conventional knowledge. Desk knowledge, desk is different, I am different. Sun knowledge, sun is different, I am different. Fan knowledge, fan is different, I am different. Physics knowledge, physics is different, I am different. Chemistry knowledge, chemistry is different, I am different. Music knowledge, music is different, I am different. Conventional knowledge, there is a possibility of division. But you cannot apply the same law to this self-knowledge. There is subject-object division in any knowledge in this world, other than self-knowledge. This is the important law. However much a person says, I got a very, very peculiar, mysterious experience. In the statement is static. So I am going to give three statements to understand this. First, number one, because there are people, not here, outside, there are people who talk about Atma. I saw the Atma as a mysterious experience. I got a peculiar experience. They talk so nicely. Mysterious experience of Atma. Mysterious of what? Atma. What? Experience. Mysterious experience is also an experience. It is a modification in the mind. A peculiar modification in the mind. It is a vritti. Now just carefully note. Okay. I had a peculiar experience of Atma. Take some group of people are there. Okay. There are group of people. I have come across all of them. That's why I am telling. I had an experience of Atma. He gives a description. People are all sitting, thousands of people. He is a great jnani, people are thinking. And this person is telling, I saw the Atman, with I got a great mysterious experience. And when, and so date I got that Atma experience. So date, and so place, I got the experience of Atma. It is very mysterious, how is it now? People are expecting, you know, drugs. They are all like, oh, every Atma, how is it? He is going on explain. It is like a flash, you know. It is like a flash and it came when I sat in front of my guru's photo. When I sat opposite to my guru's photo, there is a big aura behind him. The light, you know. How is that light? First a small circle, then next a second circle, then what? Third circle. What is the color? First circle is blue color, second circle is yellow color, third circle is white color. Atma. Then what happened? That aura, that circles are moving. Where? Behind my guru's head. Then what happened? After moving, moving slowly, they disappear in the heart of my guru. They disappear. The light has disappeared. Oh, people are clapping. Wonderful. Enak eppo varo la. But ara illena na ipo the computer idella varo. You can create an ara. அப்ப சுவாமி நீ போட்டோ கூட பின்னாடி போய் என்னோட சுவாமி ரொம்ப கிரேட் சொல்றதுக்கு என்ன வேணும் ஏதோ சொல்லணும் இல்லையோ அந்த கம்ப்யூட்டர் பண்ணவனுக்கு போய் என்னோட சுவாமிக்கு பின்னாடி கொஞ்சம் ஆரா கொடுங்க ஆரா பிஹைண்ட் மீ சப்போஸ் இது ஆரா இது எல்லாருக்குமே வராது சப்போஸ் கம்ப்யூட்டர்ல போய் ட்ரை பண்ண வேண்டாம் even camera sometimes flash la ne and ara vandidum, sometimes here it shines, sometimes on the forehead it shines. Inda aalu vende paathiya, you see the aura shining, adu ellarku varadu, enna varadu, idella flash light appa. Peculiar mysterious experience and vritti enna vartanam, that's right. Any experience is a condition of the mind. I have got a mysterious experience and what? It is a condition of the mind and so on, so time. Condition. Experience. A modification of the mind, a particular condition of the mind. That is called vritti, vartanam, a particular configuration of the mind. Then unique experience. That unique experience, he wrongly conclude it is an experience of Atma. How can you conclude that mystery experience is Atma? Because it is mysterious. So if it is mysterious, you can say it is Atma. Therefore, we have to say it is a state of mind. Suppose you, how much time it is, you say, yes, I have got a mystery experience, therefore it is Atma. Appearing and disappearing. Suppose if you take Atma as a mysterious experience and appearing in so and so particular time and so and so place, and afterwards it disappear, I will tell you Atma is not such a thing to appear and disappear. This is the answer what we have to do. If anybody talks it is a mysterious experience I got, some light I have seen, some experience I have got in within me, and anybody says, we'll ask you, it appeared. Then what? It disappeared. Shastra says, my dear, Atma is not a such a thing to appear and disappear. Therefore, refute. It is a false, never enamored by those statements, please. So Atma was, before that flashy experience, Atma was there. After the flashy experience, before the appearance of flashy experience, Atma was there. After the disappearance of flashy experience, Atma is there. So therefore this is about experience. So Atma exists after the appearance of mysterious experience. Atma exists after the disappearance of mysterious experience. There is no connection of mysterious experience to Atma. Please, mysterious experience put in the dustbin. Any great person, however much he is great, worldly great person, popular person, Vedanta never care. We never care for that person. He is like, you know, a particle in this creation. Nothing doing. Never care for that person. Never enamored by those people. They are misleading the intellect in the country, in the society. They are making you not to think. They are just putting seal to your intellect. They are putting seal to your intellect, that's all. This is one statement over. Now come to the next statement. For that what we have to give answer, na? Atma is that. We have negated that. We have to establish our answer. Atma is that witnesser of every mysterious experience. Atma is the witnesser of, suppose I say mysterious experience is not Atma, then that person question. Then you tell me what is Atma. You are refuting my statement. I will tell you what is that. Atma is that, who is the witnesser of that mysterious, peculiar experience. Atma is that who is the witnesser, experiencer of that particular mysterious experience. So who is the witnesser? I am the witnesser of that mysterious experience. That means I am the Atma? You mean? Yeah, you are the Atma. You are the Atma. Fortunately or unfortunately? Then, even you remove all particular experiences, still that is continuing, first statement. Even you remove all particular state experiences, there are group of people. Now okay, we will keep this group of people separately. Mysterious people we have negated. Now some people are there. They want to stop the mind. I don't want any experience. Thoughtless state of the mind is called Atma. Thoughtless state. There are thousands and thousands of people struggling to arrive at thoughtless state of mind. Why? Thoughtless state of mind is called, that status is called, that state of mind is called Atma. Thoughtless state of the mind is called Atma. Therefore, they sit in meditation, doing meditation, hours together, days together, weeks together, months together, years together, and attain that thoughtless state. Then they say, yes, I have reached to that Atma Swarupam. What is that Swarupam? Thoughtless state. What is that thoughtless state? Empty. What is Atma? Empty. You will go and see that. Don't go unnecessarily. Don't get confused. Just I am telling. One person after doing 20 years, after 12 years, 13 years meditation, trying to get thoughtless state. He arrived at that daily meditation, thoughtless state he came. Blank state. Every time he is sitting in the blank, empty, no thought in the mind. Wonderful. Afterwards he is coming and asking, what to do next? I have reached the thoughtless state. Next, what to do? Attend the class. What to do? Nothing to do. Hey, thoughtless state, why you have to struggle 12 years? Daily you are sleeping, no? That itself is sufficient. Why you have to struggle years together? Thoughtless state of the mind is Atma is your thing. Now we give answer. Thoughtlessness state of the mind is not Atma. That state, what is that? I am enjoying that status. That is Atman. Atma is available. We say, thoughtlessness of the mind, thoughtlessness state of the mind is not Atma. Thoughtlessness state, who is illumining? How do you know you have thoughtlessness? Who knows that? Who is that person claiming I am thoughtlessness? Now my mind is thoughtless. How do you know? That means what? I am the witnesser of thoughtlessness of the mind. I am the witnessing a mind where there are no thoughts for few minutes. For a few seconds. That means, otherwise you cannot say, without witnessing the thoughtlessness state, you cannot utter the word, my mind is in a thoughtless state. That means, you are the one observing the thoughtless state. That observer is Atma. Thoughtlessness state of the mind is not Atma. You are the observer who is observing the thoughtlessness state of the mind is Atma. Recognize that. Atma illumines that thoughtless state of mind. Atma is that illumines the thoughtless state of the mind. Therefore, you cannot say thoughtless state of mind is Atma. Okay? Rule out. Now come to the another point. Can you say Atma can be experienced thoughtless state of mind? No? Atma cannot be experiencing at that. See, there are people thoughtful state in Atma experience panna mudiyadu. Thoughtless state la da Atma experience panna mudiyum. When you are having thoughts, no? Son thought, wife thought, husband thought, Atma cannot be evident. Therefore, thoughtless state of mind lo da Atma evident ani chonna. Adhe continuation point. Thoughtful state lo, when we are doing vyavahara, interaction with the world, Atma is not evident. when I stop the vyavahara, when I forget my son, daughter, husband, wife, I sit in a solitude place, then I get Atma. I get Atma. So thoughtful state la irundha unku Atma varadu, moksham varadu. So enna pannana na thoughtless state poi ukkarana. So that what to do na? Forget your husband, forget your wife, forget your children, forget your all possessions. What we say, heartless state, when Atma is available, that Atma is not available in thoughtful state. I said thoughtless state is witnessed by Atma. That is Atma, that you are. You are the witnesser of thoughtless state of the mind. Now thoughtful state, thoughtful, son thought, daughter thought, husband thought, house thought. In the thoughtful state of mind, Atma irukka illaya? Every thoughtful state of mind is witnessed by me, the observer, witnesser. I am witnessing the thoughtful state also. My son, thought. My daughter, thought. Where? In the mind. In the mind, son thought, wife thought, husband thought. Who knows? I know. I am the witnesser of son thought. I am the witnesser of daughter thought. I am the witnesser of all interactions. So thoughtful state also I am there. Thoughtless state also I am there. Therefore I need not go to thoughtless state. Therefore, when I am interacting with the people, am I there or not? I, the observer, Atma, Sada Bhami. Sada Bhami says, no bheda, drip drishya bheda is not there. Now come to the next statement. Therefore we say, once you come to the stage, suppose, a stage you are coming, and you are seeing the things on that stage. All the things, curtain you are seeing, screen you are seeing, everything you are seeing, all are evident. All are evident. All the objects are compared to thoughts. Okay. Now you remove one thing from the stage. You remove all the things from the stage. What are all decoration they have done? All the objects they have, chair, desk, then a chair, drama, stage. And then you remove. Can empty the stage. Okay. Stage, objects you are seeing. There are so many things on the stage. You are seeing. Now I'll ask you, all of you remove all the things from the stage. You see the stage as empty. You are seeing the stage empty. Thoughtless mind anartham. The thoughtless mind, I mean, that means what? Empty stage. All the things are there, a thoughtful mind. Are you seeing the stage or not? How you are able to see? Light. Because of light on the stage, you are seeing the objects on the stage. When you remove all the things from the stage, you are seeing the empty stage. Empty stage, how you are able to see in the light? That means you have lose sight of the light. When you are seeing the objects on the stage, you have forgotten the light. When the objects are removed from the stage, you have forgotten the light. But what you enumerate all the time? Things are there on the stage. Things are not there. Mind is a stage. Thoughts are like all objects. You are experiencing the thought and you are removing the thought. The experiencing the thought, removing the thought, that experiencer, light is available. That's the Atma Prakashakaha. Atma Jyotivat. Light as though light. Where is the question of Drik and Drishya? So therefore, I am always available. Then next thing, now what are the stages we have covered? Atma is not a mysterious experience, number one. Atma cannot be experienced even during thoughtless state. Atma is experienced, you cannot experience Atma during thoughtless state. That is the second statement. Atma cannot be experienced during thoughtless state also. Atma cannot be experienced in a thoughtful state is also wrong. Your thoughtless state and thoughtful state are evident to Atma. Therefore, you are the witnesser, Atma. Then, second, last, okay. Now, let the thoughts are there. Now, I am experiencing a thoughtful Atma. I am experiencing a thoughtless Atma. Vidamata. You don't leave. So, during thoughtful state, I experience impure Atma. During thoughtless state, I experience the pure Atma. We ask him, don't go for thoughtless state. In thoughtful state also, you are experiencing the Atma only all the time. Really, Atma only experiencing all the thoughts and chalna. Avan enna chalna? No, no, no. In thoughtful state, I am experiencing impure Atma. In thoughtless state, I want to experience the pure Atma. Everybody can. When the state, things are there on the stage, is light is impure? When the things, objects are removed from the stage, is that light become pure? Even though objects are there on the stage, even though you remove objects from the stage, light is ever pure. Similarly, I, the Atma, untouched by the thoughtless state and thoughtful state, nothing, no thought can touch me. Where is the purification of thought? People are working for purification of thought. இது முடியாத காரியம். டாக் டெய்ல் வந்து ஸ்ட்ரைட் பண்ண மாதிரி. ஐ ஆம் தி விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் பியூர் அண்ட் இம்ப்யூர் தாட் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். தோஸ் தாட்ஸ் வில் நாட் டச் மீ, தே வில் நாட் எஃபெக்ட் மீ. தட்ஸ் ஐ நெவர் ஸ்ட்ரகிள் டு பியூரிஃபை த மைண்ட். அதெல்லாம் சும்மா கதை. யூ ரெக்கக்னைஸ் ஐ ஆம் பியாண்ட் த பியூர் அண்ட் இம்ப்யூர் மைண்ட். மைண்ட் இஸ் ஃபால் இன் ஹுச் ஆல் த impure and pure thoughts rise and go. I don't bother about that mind once I recognize. Next shloka. So therefore, sam atma sva atma ekatam ekatayam dhiyam hi na bheda. This, in with regard to this self knowledge, there is no difference. Next shloka. Hrutprapyas மாயாவிலாசசத்ஸ்வரூப சத் தாம ஹ்ருத் ப்ராப்ய, தட் சத் ஸ்வரூபம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஹ்ருத் ப்ராப்ய, ஹேவிங் அபைடிங் இன் ஆல் த டைம் இன் தட் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஹ்ருத் ப்ராப்ய, ஹிருதயத்தில் அது எப்பவுமே இருந்துட்டே இருக்கு. ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஹிருப்ராப்ய ஆஸ் நிஜஸ்வரூபே ஆஸ் மை செல்ஃப் ஸ்வபாவ பை நேச்சர் பை பர்த் இட் செல்ஃப் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஓன்லி. ஸ்வபாவ நிஜஸ்வரூபே சத் தாம ஹிருத் ப்ராப்ய, ஹேவிங் ரிமைனிங் இன் த ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஆல் த டைம் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ஸ்வரூபம் சித்தேகே ஸ்வபாவ ஆல் தட் ஐம் அவைலபிள் அனுபலப்ய நிஷ்டாம் நாட் அபைடிங் இன் திஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் விச் இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஆல் த டைம். இது வேற பண்ணி இருக்கு உலகத்துல. இஸ் தேர் எனி ஃபன்னி திங் இன் திஸ் ஹியூமனஸ் திங் இன் பீப்புள் ஆர் கோன் டாக்கிங் வாட் ஆத்மா சத் ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர் ஆத்மா அசத் ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் தேர் Sarupaha, Atma has got a form. Virupaha, Atma is not having a form. Nana Iva, Atma has got many forms. Mukha Pravadaha, such type of prattling. What? Maya Vilasaha. It is the magic of Maya. Aghadita Ghatana Patiyasi Maya mesmerized these people. So come beyond Maya. As long as you are in Maya, you blabber, you prattle. It is a funny prattling. Don't prattle. Think. Own up. Abide.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.